Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get to one word in about 20 minutes from now. Mac Morey gets to take over the show.
Champing at the bit.
Are you champing, Mac?
Oh, yeah. I'm champing actually today for Max Pack coming up in the next segment.
Oh.
Took me a long time to decide these five teams today.
Oh, man, are the Chiefs right. making a, is that a tease? Do the Chiefs make it back?
Oh, we'll I'm see. Looking at the list, and I think I know the answer to that question. You're going to hate my bottom feeders. I know you are.
Gosh.
But I do it based on the week. I don't do it based on overall. Mine is always based on what I witnessed last week.
I haven't
what
looked-
I witnessed last week.
I haven't looked at either one of them.
Okay,
and
good.
If I did, it was last night. I've already forgot.
Okay, great.
So like a spelling bee, Bob. You mm-hmm. can ding me as soon as I get one wrong in your bottom feeders.
Okay.
I'm going to, and I don't think I'm going to get them right. Cleveland, Dallas, Green Bay.
Bing.
I try to go Bob Fesco there.
You got
lost
one.
To the Browns.
Yeah, exactly. You lost
the
to the Browns. You're lucky to be a bottom feeder. You're like I didn't kick you out of the NFL and send you to Canada.
Because last week, the Browns and Dolphins weren't even worthy of bottom feeding.
No, exactly.
They weren't even barnacles.
No.
Barnacle Bob over here.
Yeah, they weren't. They were terrible. They're, hey, we know you suck.
Oh,
this
man.
Week, we had, as Binkley said,
a big bundle of suck.
Yeah.
Yes, man.
I mean, there's no other way to describe the Packers' performance last Sunday than a big bundle of suck.
So we may see some crossover. We'll see.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
It'll be
interesting.
It'll be
yeah, you're going to have one team on your high list, and I'll have one on the low list.
And then when Bob's right.
Yeah. I do. I was talking to somebody yesterday. One of my good friends texted me. He goes, I sleep naked too. I go, you should.
It's crazy.
It's great.
It's been crazy me doing this show now for a little bit over a year. How many people pick apart like what sticks with them? Right. Remember when we went downstairs and Miss Lynn was down there? We were talking about how I said my grandmother's feet look like English muffins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And she's like, English muffins. Now I'm like, 4 hours. And that's
what I told you guys. Yeah. They don't remember your sports takes. They don't. No, they don't remember. Unless
only
it's like really
matter.
Bad. Like, oh, you said the Chiefs were going to go 17-0. Okay.
Actually, Lamar is 1-5.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Right.
But they, Matthews,
I mean, when I go, I will be remembered for apple picking. And that's it. That'll be it. The apple picking and cider. That'll be it. And 119th and all. It will be nothing else.
Depending on the stadium news, you might trump the old cider talk.
I don't know. If both end up in Kansas, maybe. But, I mean, I had a guy at the gym yesterday come up to me. Not yesterday. 2 days ago. It's Rosh Hashanah. We're off for these next 2 days. But he had said to me, he goes on Monday, he goes, man, I heard over the weekend a lot of people saying the stadium's going to 119th and all. He goes, you've been telling us that for almost a year, and nobody wanted to believe you. I said, well, I don't know what to tell you.
If they do, Mac, you're going to have to like put Bob's face on that guy's face from The Last Dance. It does the.
You know. Yeah, that's exactly. That. I mean, I was thinking about it. I was just going to tweet out the Kermit drinking tea. That was it. I'm not going to go after
one.
The people who wanted me fired, but that one is good.
That's a
yeah.
good one.
There's a jackass in town who wanted me fired for saying.
I think the best thing you could do is just go silent because everybody will be wanting to know what you're going to say.
And then just, on social media,
just don't say anything.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, you should. Now.
I know. You want to know what I'm going to say? It'll be here. That's where we make our money, right?
On 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll save it for that. But, yeah, no, but that's what people remember, man. They remember the stuff that makes them laugh. They remember the stuff that makes them smile. They remember the stuff that is relatable to them, right? Mm. And that's where you get, like, your grandma's feet look like English muffins.
They did.
I mean, somebody goes, oh, yeah, my grandmother's, like, everybody had a grandmother who had ugly feet. I'm sure
she could have put a cigarette out on her heel.
Ravens
are down bad.
On the Ravens defense is the organization, the fans, they've seen greatness. So being bad, being good, really, it's just not the standard.
Definitely not where we wanted to be. No excuses can be made at this point. If it's not one thing, it's another, and we just got to patch everything up right now.
Just the biggest problem is we didn't play good run defense. I mean, we didn't, as a defense complete, we didn't do it. And that's not going to be good enough. There's nobody in that locker room that thinks that's good enough. That's disappointing. That's bad run defense. And that's not who we are. It cannot be who we are. It's not going to be good enough. It's not going to be acceptable. And it's got to be better.
I feel like week one was a wake-up call. You know, not just this loss. Week one was a wake-up call. Last week was a wake-up call, you know, because we started off slow. Last week, and you know we got beat tonight.
Quit hitting the snooze button, Lamar.
They had a great game plan. I feel like offense and defense for those guys played great. We just got to find a way to win.
Yeah, I mean, I'm my worst critic, so you know, I'm gonna watch the film. I continue to watch it. I know we got a short week, but it's just crazy. Three fumbles straight. You know, trying every day to fix the problem. Just keeps occurring, so I'm trying to work on it, man. I'm my worst critic, so you know, I'm not going to try to beat myself up too much, but it's hard not to when you know, it's consecutive and consistent and doing the same thing.
Sounds like a completely different 1-2 team than the other 1-2 team playing them this week at Arrowhead.
I mean, that's Marlon Humphrey, mm-hmm. Kyle Hamilton, John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, and Derrick Henry. If you're scoring at home, that's anybody that matters right now for the Baltimore Ravens, all saying things like, Marlon Humphrey, we're just not very good. Kyle Hamilton, no excuses. John Harbaugh, bad run defense. Wake up call for Lamar. Derrick Henry trying to fix the problem. This is a team down bad, bro. Like, go punch these mother bleepers in the face right from the beginning, because that's what's going to happen. You're going to punch them in the face right at the beginning, and then they get the here we go again type of mentality that they've had this season. And you know, it's hard to say, oh, what they did last season matters this season and the history and all that kind of stuff. But the history is what it is. Lamar is 1-5 against Patrick Mahomes. Hit these guys early. Make these guys hurt early. Go after the jugular early in this one and send the Baltimore Ravens packing early in this game. This is a team, Dusty, that's down bad, man.
This is Chris Canty calling out the Ravens.
Right now, what we're about to do the next 10 minutes is give you the anatomy of an ass whipping, because that's what happens. And I'm calling people out by name today because I'm upset.
Oh.
So those defensive tackles, Travis Jones, Broderick Washington, John Jenkins, Brent Urban, y'all got manhandled by some pups from the Detroit Lions.
Pups.
They had issues at the guard position. There's been turnover on the interior of that offensive line. Guess what? They had no issues last night. They was running those double team blocks, that duo play, and they was making them love it, as my former coach Clarence Brooks, God rest his soul, would always say.
Go,
they
Clarence.
Were making you love it, big fella. Making you love it.
Making you love it.
Is that a recipe for disaster or a recipe for fire?
I think it's a recipe for disaster for the Baltimore Ravens right now. I just think, you know, you're in that, you know, that swell where you're trying to figure out who you are and what you're doing and why it's not working. That to me is just go out there and get after it, man. Like, a guy bloviating on the radio that used to play for your organization shouldn't be the thing that has to fire you up to go play in an NFL game. And so if they're using that to fire them up, fine, I guess. But I just feel like this is a wounded duck right now. And they give up leads, too. They've given away 16 different games in which they've had a second-half touchdown lead. It's 7 more than any other team in the league. So even if Baltimore gets a little bit of an advantage on you, so what? They quit at the end. This is a team that you have the opportunity to get under the skin of, right? And an opportunity you just have to cut.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A needle and kill with 1,000 paper cuts and make them uncomfortable, and eventually they're just going to hit the knockout button and step out of the ring, and somebody's going to throw in the towel. This is it's also a great opportunity, I feel like, for Trey and Creed this week to kind of get healthy and to get better with this defensive line that Baltimore has right now, 31-32 against the run. Go assert your powers, man. Big week for those guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.